back to the Talusive Tech Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, for a while, we got the OG crew with us. Get all these guest stars out of here.
I know.
Enough of them.
It feels good, doesn't it? It just feels natural and right.
Back at home. It feels right this way. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Oh,
how you feel?
Boy, if I feel energetic, and I also feel... I feel crazy. This is our first this is our first thing we're recording since me and Nick have become unemployed and
yeah
now we're
unemployed.
You were fired. No, I'm kidding.
I fired myself.
You both fired yourselves and are now full time podcasters. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And the entire show. I know with the Tesla show we try to bring home the fact that we only have one EV owner. Previously on the tech show, we only had one full-time YouTuber podcaster. Now,
that's
we are
true.
100% full-time YouTuber podcasters.
That's a big deal.
So please
it's
subscribe
almost like
to the show.
We're all kind of going indie.
Ooh, now there's a podcast that I haven't heard in a long time.
Now there's
so
a name.
Some might expect more tech podcasts to be coming?
I think for sure, for now at least.
No,
I
we're
told
quitting,
people
actually.
This. Oh, we are?
We're all retiring at the same time.
Okay, cool. I did tell people in my full-time announcement video that I would be doing more clips. So if
Yay.
You like listening to this show,
clips.
In the past, I have cut the show into little pieces and posted those on YouTube, which were also on YouTube, by the way. People
it was just
really
the parts
seem to enjoy
of Nick
those.
Talking.
Yeah, it's just the parts of me talking. Just the entire hour-long show just without a new one. I should do that.
The tech
one day.
Podcast the way it should be. Just Nick. No one else.
But anyway, well, so there's going to be new content. So be on the lookout.
Nick, you're on a winning streak here because, for one, you're going indie and you're going all in on your own content. And you were also totally right last week, and I was completely wrong.
It feels
you were
so good
totally
to
correct
win one sometimes.
That AirPods Max dropped on Monday. I specifically said it wouldn't happen. Sometimes I feel like Apple hears what I say and is just like, let's just do it because he said it won't
feels
happen.
Feels good to be right, doesn't it, Nick?
So does. This is probably the first time. As soon as the announcement broke, in my mind, I just had that gif of Kevin from The Office saying, it's just nice to win one sometimes.
It's just nice to win one.
That's my exact feeling. So for those of you who don't know, I was right about AirPods Max coming out on the
he was correct.
On the Tuesday, whatever day that was. And
I don't know
Drew
if you got the name right,
here.
Though.
Well, I think we all called them ProPods, so I don't think anyone was right about
that. I think
right
it was Studio.
That.
I think
studio.
Everyone was calling
so you didn't see,
AirPods
I,
Studio.
I had to get off the – I was gone for that one, but
– Oh, so retroactively, Randy was also agreeing with me, so he's right.
I said it was going to be AirPods Max.
Ooh.
And I have
when
no facts
this?
To back that up.
Okay.
I was going to say, I never once recall that, but I'll take your word for it.
I have no facts to back it up, but oh, I said it off screen and off Twitter, but
he
I
predicted
said
the
it.
Colors as well.
I did. I said it's going to be like, yo, you know what we should do? We should make iPad Air headphones.
No.
Yeah, the heaviest headphones that are called AirPods.
The very air.
But hey, you know what
the
they don't
air
have in the box?
For...
The
you
world's
know,
most useless
Nick,
adapter.
That's going to be pretty useless if they end up supporting USB audio, which most people think they do, which means you can plug them in via USB-C to your Mac and use them wired.
If they do, that would be nice, but from what I can tell, this is the only guaranteed way to be able to have Randy test them out in Logic, so...
Mm.
Do they know
well, I've been
about...
looking forward to this episode, because Randy's the audio professional, so his opinion matters more than...
No, my opinion matters way more than Randy's, you know why? Because I don't care about the audio quality, and I'm just going to say they're amazing!
Oh... Oh, we're doing
I was
retro
hoping
Nick.
Someone would like them.
So
we need one person to like them.
I can't in good conscience as an audiophile say I like them or not like them until I try them out. Which since Nick kind of hint I will hit, we're gonna have the AirPods here. They're coming here, and Nick will be here very soon. So we will try them out, and we will. I'll do in-depth documentation about...
Next week, I'll be wearing them for the show.
Yeah. Oh, Randy and I are going to have to fight over them. Oh, dear.
Well, by then, we would have them in hand by then, right?
Yeah, but we'll only have one pair.
For how long? How long would we have had them?
For like a few days.
Few days.
So yeah, I think by then we'll know if I will have already had my conclusion. So if you see me wearing them next week, that means I like them. And if Nick's wearing them,
you need to listen to them for about 10 seconds to formulate your 30-minute review video.
I think like,
play. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Latency will be a huge review point for me because I've tried using these as in-ear monitors in Logic before when I would have...
In-ear monitors?
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, IEMs. They're called IEMs. And I've tried... Because it's kind of... It kind of
takes... I just picture a screen on my ear. That's all I'm picturing when you say in-ear monitor.
No. IEMs is what
just
musicians...
Just two pro displays.
That might be cheaper than these headphones. Two pro displays.
They just might.
Might be cheaper.
Yeah, IEMs are what musicians will use when they're playing in a live environment. Oh, here we go. There's his. That's Drew his over the ear monitor. That's his OEM. OEM.
That's what VR is.
That's what VR is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, but
overhead monitor
for the other AirPods. I have tried AirPods and AirPods Pro as IEMs, and there is a latency it's not even synced up to the time bar. Like, it's like, oh, it's backup bar. So if I just move everything over, it's like it's this weird offset. There. And so I don't like wireless for those functions. With that being said, I'm going to test it in Logic as like I'm going to maybe like I'll write a song or something. I'm going to try something just to see how viable in a home studio environment will it work, as well as I'm going to try a few other outside factors. I'll walk around because I want to test spatial transparency and noise cancellation and see. And I'm curious about those six mics on the outside because maybe it's nine. I don't know.
I read six.
Oh, six.
There's something with the circle and a line.
Nick has been very right today.
It's
so.
Either nine
well, I'm
or
probably
six.
Wrong on this. Either nine or six or larger or smaller or in between those two numbers.
Nine it's... would confuse me because that means one cup has more than the other.
Right.
So it would be interesting if they did. But
yeah.
Is price the biggest issue with them?
Oh, my God.
You think?
God.
Heck yeah.
You think if these were $399, we'd be having a very different conversation?
I was right again!
Really? Where?
Nine microphones, eight microphones for active noise cancellation, and three microphones for voice pickup, two shared with active noise cancellation, and one additional microphone.
Where did you find this?
From Apple Tech Specs, AirPods Max Tech Page. I will.
Oh, Tech Specs. I was looking at the stupid overview. No, you're right.
It feels so good to be total. Right on a streak, folks. My goodness.
I was right when I said
Nick you're pretty good
right
at this. You should
today.
Do this full time.
I should. You know
you're,
I am pretty good.
You're
at
pretty
this.
Good with this.
Like I like the digital crown thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea cuz I've tried headphones with the touch panel things and I'm not a fan. And I prefer tactile, having something you can actually spin if you're not going to be looking at it. And the design I don't even think is that bad. I kind of dig the look compared to other over-ear headphones. But
oh, dude,
for me, the two biggest issues are the price and the charging method.
I would say these headphones are the perfect headphones. I am a big believer in AirPods. I have been. I had
he dropped
AirPods.
The P word.
I have AirPods. I've had AirPods since day one at 9 a.m. of launch day. If there's anyone who's going to get ear cancer from AirPods, I'm going to be the first person on the planet to have ear cancer. But they are the best headphones. And you know what I love about these headphones is they just work so seamlessly with my current ecosystem. And I did for a little while, just maybe a month, I was entertaining the idea of getting those Microsoft Surface headphones. because they looked like Apple design. That, you know, spinning head thing looked pretty.
I like those.
They looked, and I think you had a review of them that I was like, these look like good headphones, and I was on the fence.
They're really good. I enjoyed them.
But these AirPods Max are the perfect headphones. The design is iconic. It's never it looks like something like mid-century modern. It looks like something you'd expect the Jetsons Incredibles to have. It's just like they're sleek, but they still look futuristic, and they're very simple. The one thing that is unforgivable, and the reason why I'm not going to be keeping these is the price.
So it's just price.
It's just price. $600 out the door, plus $35 for this stupid adapter that should have come in the box, Apple. Come on! Why isn't this in the box?
Probably because they don't want most people to use that wire.
Okay, but you're spending $600! Yeah. And people are like, oh, no, it's $550. Yeah. And I'm like, no, after tax, it was $612 or something on my card.
I would agree.
What the heck?
If it's $600, yeah, if it's $600, include the cable. But if you're not going to include the cable, then it shouldn't be $600. That's how I would position myself on it.
Oh, yeah, totally. $599 would have been perfect.
Yeah, if you don't want to ship them with a cable because you want them primarily to be used wirelessly, then these should not be anywhere above $400.
Mm-hmm.
Like $450, I would have said, is a stretch.
Yeah.
And the fact that they went $100 above that just makes it so hard to get interested in. The other issue I have with it is, unlike AirPods or my Apple Watch or my iPhone, these do not have a single inductive charging method. So
true.
With my current – even as an Apple Sheep fan, even if these things were $400, I would have a hard time falling in love with them because I have – you know, I love my MagSafe Duo. Been using that for the past few weeks and just able to drop my phone at the end of the day or on my desk. I have the little MagSafe puck if I need to charge at my desk. And I've gotten so used to that, the little click and the little sound it makes and everything. And when I need to charge my watch, it's got a little stand. And when I need to charge my AirPods, I just drop them on the MagSafe section. With these, though, I would have to readily have a separate lightning cable accessible somewhere to charge with. Yeah. Whereas everything else I can just drop and forget about. And that's what I love about the inductive future is you don't have to touch a wire. You just drop things and then pull them off when you're done. And this ruins that wireless future, despite being called AirPods and being pitched as these wireless headphones. They don't fit in my ecosystem that well, surprisingly.
Interesting. And where would you have wished the wireless charging? Like, would that be in like the head strap or like on one of the ear cups? Like, how would you have
anything really? Charging? If it was a little hook, like a pro stand. Oh, wait,
oh my gosh.
If they had a little hook that you
$700 phone head.
A little hook that you could hang them on that would charge them, or the big cups on the side seem so big. I feel like MagSafe could have been real easy on the side there, or something. Maybe even an Apple Watch charge connector or something like that. It's got the digital crown. Why not go all the way? You know, put an ECG in there while you're at it, and like. Either Qi charging coil, even or even a proprietary like case for two. I hate the case. Oh,
they have a proprietary case, Drew. Don't worry about that. You might get confused only with way, a bra, but you know it's
yeah. That's the only way to turn them off.
That is kind of silly.
I think that's pretty dumb. And how hard would a little switch have been? You know, just a little turn off thing, or just turn them off when you take them off. Like,
that would
why do they have to drain power in the background when you're not wearing them? But even if you had to put them in a special case, like AirPods, to get them to charge, and that case had MagSafe, or that case had a little dock, or even if Apple made a specified AirPods Max dock with a little lightning plug in it that you drop them in, even that would have been more helpful, but they didn't do any of that. So just having to have another lightning cable to unplug or have headphones...
Drew.
It does come with one, but
unfortunately,
I just don't want lightning on anything.
Hey,
I want that gone.
You know, Randy, hold on. Have you finished your piece on
I was going to move to a slightly different topic. I want to make sure that our audiophile guy has an ample opportunity to rant about these terrible headphones, which cost way perfect. Too much money.
Did I finish? I don't think I started. So.
Oh, he has a list. Oh, dear.
No. I don't have a list. I don't have a list.
He has a list.
I have the headphones up, so
He's admiring the design.
That's probably one way you could admiring. What an interesting word. I'm something about the design.
Analyzing.
I'm analyzing the design. So here's the thing that. So Beats.
Oh dear,
going back. Bears, there. Beats,
Battlestar Galactica. Beats had a bad rep for being overpriced. And crappy sound quality, but they were a status symbol because of a fluke that happened with football players like Tom Brady, and these guys were wearing them onto the field where millions of people would watch and be like, oh, if it's good enough for Tom Brady, it's good enough for me. So they get the Beat Studio, and everybody wanted to be like these celebrities. Then you had people like Lady Gaga and everyone else, and then they came collabed with Beats and made their own little color scheme or shape designs and stuff like that. And Beats had became a status symbol, not necessarily just headphones because they were overpriced and they were bad sounding. But it was a status symbol like Louis Vuitton or Rolex or
Apple.
People argue Apple, yeah. Right? Same thing with American Express when you say Mr. Ancelotti.
Hey,
you should back away, Randy.
Where are we going?
So a status symbol.
Or Tesla.
Yeah.
Except
better that one. Drew. But I can argue. Not a better one. I can pop that one in a minute. I can do so
or
much.
Or Discord.
We would have our own podcast just for Tesla. So, but
we should start that.
We should. I think it'd be successful. So Beats, the product, it was memed a bit. It was sometimes worse than memed. It was just downright criticized and they didn't like it, but it is still a known brand. You see the logo and you know what it is. Apple bought them for the software and for the acquisition of the talent and then overall incorporating, some features to their lineup. And the only thing that changed was that people had said that they heard better sound quality just a little bit, and the prices didn't start getting so inflated like they used to. These AirPods Max is a reincarnation of Beats from a marketing standpoint.
Ooh.
And
they're going for status.
They're going for status because they're so abstract looking to what you're used to seeing. Like Nick was saying, like there's a bit of a retro vibe to them. But Apple, what they're really good at, if they're not going to give you white like this, which they did with starting with iPod, and then the iPod wiring that came with it was white because of the status symbol. And you know what an AirPod looks like, whether it's the Pros or the regular one, because it's white and it has a very distinct shape, and they don't need to put the Apple logo on there for you to know it's an Apple product. And that's why
there's no colors.
And that's why there's no colors. And that's what these things are. Like when you look at that the headband with that little U part in there, it's just that right there is weird, but you'll know by looking at it that
Fork.
It's a fork. It looks like a shovel. I don't know. But you'll know what these things are based off of the limited color palette that you have, but just more than anything, the design. And it's now another status symbol that is replacing Beats in the same way, because the over-ear Beats were just noticeable. They were good. They were arguably the best looking, just not the best sounding. Reversely, people are saying, I don't think these are good looking, but there will be a debate to be had that they might be the best sounding. What Beats and AirPods Max.
HomePod.
I know.
HomePod.
AirPods
you could just
Max.
Buy some HomePods.
What have in common is that they both are going to be known for being really, really high price. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's intentional that they are overstretching the price the same way they did with HomePod and even like with Beats. Yeah. But then eventually they start bringing it the prices down and you might get a compromised version. But for this one to be the first over-ear, they had to come out swinging the same way they had to come out swinging with the first wireless headphones. And those were – people were like, these are expensive in comparison to this, that, that. And then we just were like, ah, well, we found value in them. We find we found practicality in the pricing, even though it wasn't the best battery. Even though here's all the stuff in its own little ecosystem that works, that makes – that people find value into it. I wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprised if that happens with this, though I will say that – I find discrepancies with its own just function, not just form, but really function. Like you were saying, Drew, wireless charging is not even apparent here, which is unfortunate because you would think that they would want to push the inductive platform
or even just
as
like
much as possible.
Just like give us something.
Just give us a little circle that anything. We can like
just, something. Yeah. But yeah. No, you don't. And then it's another thing for Lightning, which is just it feels ridiculous. And ultimately, I think when it comes to over-ears, and the reason why they didn't go with Studio is because I find as an audiophile, I find it kind of not disrespectful, but I just find it very stupid to not have a direct wired plug-in. But if they're not going to be promoted as Studio headphones,
can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I'm pretty sure the USB audio thing will work, meaning you can use the included cable.
And you see, now I have an issue with USB because now it's going to be it's a digital thing instead of still being an analog. Like with the headphone jack, that being plugged right into my monitor here, I can hear straight from the source, and there's no compromising the audio quality. But now if I'm using USB, we're moving things digital still. The same way if you had Lightning to Lightning to headphone jack, it wasn't – to me it's like it's still – there's a digital transference that's happening there. So I'm still not getting the raw information. It might be pretty darn close, but it won't be one for one. And maybe that's why they're not promoting them as a studio thing. They're not meant to be for – people who are producers in that realm, and that's fine. But I feel like it, with that amount of money, and if they're going to find workarounds for it, I think they're just they're testing the area. I don't think they're made for people like me. I think they're made for people like the people who
Nick,
promote it.
Who?
people who promote the same people who were there for the Beats and stuff like that. I don't think it's
okay. So I just looked up Beats Studio. Randy, Beats Studio, $349. Okay?
Yes.
That is an expensive pair of headphones in my game.
It wasn't even
AirPods,
$349 back AirPods, then. It was more expensive back then.
That was the Beats Studio 3.
A couple years ago.
We might have to pull up the
Yeah, a couple years ago.
The history books.
A couple years ago, I remember seeing Beats Studio. Did I say Studio? Not studio. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You mean the solos?
No, not solos. The big ones. The big ones. Not studio.
I think that's studio.
I think these are the studio. These are
yeah. The studios definitely. Are the over ears.
No, there's one that's meant to be even
used inside of a studio is a more professional application.
There's studios, which is the one that comes with all the colors and everything like that. You have the solos that rest on the ear, but mm-hmm. then there's one like Beats. I don't remember. It's a very, very big, very industrial metal frame, and I'm looking for it right now. I'm trying to find it, but that's like over $500. And those ones were the ones that you would see.
I don't think that's what most people were buying, though.
No, but those were the ones that were promoted.
Okay.
I remember seeing commercials with Tom Brady, Lady Gaga, was it Dre and all these other people? They mm-hmm. they had those ones. I remember seeing them at actual recording studios in LA as the headphone of choice for an artist who would go into the vocal booth and record. They would use that as the monitor to hear their playback. And it's I get what they're saying, but I was like, oh, those aren't the best ones, but fine, whatever. But that one was the most expensive line of it. Studio were the most popular over-ear one for the Beats line. And then Solo was on-ear, and then they, what, Beats Buds or something was the in-ear one. So you have in-ear, on-ear, over-ear, and they all had different functions. And, but the monitor one, it's this metal frame one. I'll find it. I'll send it later. But the monitor one, that was the most expensive one. And that's what these remind me of that. They don't remind me of the Beats Studio. They remind me of the highest-end one, which meant it was supposed to be for a specific market. But it came with a cable and everything else with it. And I was like, okay, well, if that's the one you're going to market, then it should be meant for those people. And it feels like it was it's a hybrid of the Studio and the monitor one. And
this is being marketed as iPhone accessory.
Exactly. The problem with these are Apple was like, how do we make the best sounding pair of headphones for the regular person? These are likely going to be the best sounding headphones I will ever put my ears into. But I don't care about that, A. And B,
$550.
Exactly. If I'm buying a $700 iPhone, obviously getting Apple Care and sticking in a, I don't know, $100-something case at this point
with
leather wallets. But I just cannot justify $550 in a pair of headphones. And the people who can justify $550 in a pair of headphones don't want the Apple locked out type. They want to be able to get in there and EQ it themselves and get that exact crisp sound that they're looking for.
They wouldn't want something that's finely tuned for Apple Music. Exactly. Correct me if I'm wrong, Randy, but the audio professional would want something to be somewhat flat so they can tinker it themselves.
Absolutely.
If you're dropping that kind of money. So it's catering to two incorrect party two parties in a way that ticks off both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's HomePod.
It's meant to be flat, so that way you have the ability to adjust the EQ however need be for whatever services. Because you have when you put things on iTunes, there's a mastered for iTunes certification label that you would get for it if you use their process when mixing and mastering and producing a song overall. So if you follow their criteria, then it will get the certification of mastered for iTunes, which means it's meant to enhance that platform. The only way you can get it where it works there, and then it'll also work on Spotify, and it'll also work as like an actual CD when you play it, is you want it as flat as a sound output as possible. Right. So that way you can.
That's what I've been told.
And enhance it as best. Yeah, that's well said.
So yeah, I basically think if you look back at that Apple ad that they did for the AirPods Max, the two or three models that they used to advertise them. There's a lady in the couch. She's like in some big fancy New York studio apartment. It looked like where they filmed Friends. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, so this is the target demographic you're going after.
Sitting on your couch,
who has way too much money, enough to drop $550 on a pair of stinking headphones in this
watching
big fancy
Dickinson
apartment, but then also doesn't care about the sound quality. And it's just like, what are you doing, Apple?
It is a brand thing.
I would have. This conversation would be totally different if there were $350.
I would even say $399. Wouldn't it be
$399?
That crazy to me?
Maybe $450. Maybe $450. But at $350, I would have been like, okay, my AirPods Pro were $250.
Yeah,
$100 more for a whole, you know, the experience, that would have been perfect. But for some reason, Apple wanted to charge $200 more. I basically think that Apple heard that the Sony 700s were one of the better headphones out there, and they were like, oh. So we can charge $599 and still be competitive because Sony's are $700. And the marketing team's just like, no.
That's not how it works. Yeah, it is. I think you're right about it being a brand thing because everything doesn't make sense if you ignore brand reputation and being iconic and status symbol, which is the side of Apple I'm not a fan of, if you guys didn't know. That's the Mac Pro wheels. That's the Apple Book. That's the...
Oh, my God.
Pro stand, you know, it's the well, people in this industry pay that much, you know, it's that kind of thing. And it, like AirPods, I think is even an improper name for what the product is. They're not light and they're literally not exactly wireless. I think most people even somewhat interested in them are going to want to use a wire for latency reasons, and you have to charge them with lightning. There's no inductive method. So I don't know why they're getting AirPods treatment. I've seen a lot of people like they're not exactly pods either.
Well, because they're
so
not.
Why are we calling these?
I remember seeing that pod in Apple's realm means music. And
right.
So they use the word pod to indicate audio, and air could indicate wireless. I sent you guys a photo that of the industrial one. I can't find the naming of it, but there's a white one, a black one. I think there's a gray one. Those were the most not limited, but limited in color schemes. Unlike I saw like a million studio Beat Studio, but that industrial metal frame right there and all that was all met. And then the cabling, obviously, and the headband. Those
look pretty bad, in my opinion.
Also. Did you say bad?
I wouldn't wear those.
You wouldn't? No. Well, I mean,
no, I don't think they look good.
No, but they were supposed to be the best of the brand. But like you were saying, yeah. I never liked Beats. That's why I never owned them. I bought Beats X because it came out the same time as the first AirPods. Put them in my ear for a second to try them out. Nope. I went to Apple the next day and I returned to
Apple. Well, I can't say the same. One time I visited an Apple store, I was killing time somewhere, and I tried the Beats Studio, and I didn't understand what all the hate was about. But this is why I'm not an audio professional, I guess, because I tried them on and thought, these are really comfy, and they sound really good. They're pretty expensive, but and I imagine my review of AirPods
Max will be somewhat similar. If I had to choose between HomePods Max or Beats Studio, I'm going to go with Beats Studio. But
you mean AirPods HomePod? Max, or were AirPods? You talking
what
about?
Wait, yeah, HomePod. When I say HomePod Max,
I was like, "What is he?"
I had to choose between Apple's over-the-ear headphones and Beats over-the-ear headphones, I would choose Beats.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow,
if I didn't have to choose between those two, I'd get those damn Sony ones that everyone keeps talking about. Because at that point, it's like, all right, it's the most bang for buck.
If anything, AirPods Max have been a great surge in sales for Bose and Sony.
Yep.
Everyone's now talking about these headphones that we were never talking about before. Now everyone's like, just get the
Sony XM4s. 9479BQRF. Yeah,
I will say that the name is the worst. And compared to other headphones on the market, AirPods Max is pretty
simple.
You
should see the Sony camera names. My God, they love their letters and numbers.
Yeah. A9 Mark III S4R.
I've always loved Bose. I've never had anything against Bose.
No, Bose is, best noise canceling.
Yeah.
They've been in it the longest. They've perfected it. They're so comfortable, but they're pricey as well. That's why...
Not AirPods Max pricey, no. But
they are pricey. I would choose Bose over anything else.
I think that's why I have an issue here, because obviously there are lots of times where we will buy something from Apple that most people will say is overpriced and expensive, and you can get something else for cheaper that does the same thing. But we will justify it but this does something nothing else does. An example that comes to mind more recently would be MagSafe Duo.
Yeah.
You know, me and Nick were obviously big fans of it, but obviously whenever we talk about it, there's a bunch of people in the comments always saying, $130 doesn't even come with a brick. That's ridiculous. Like, why is it so expensive? Why can't you just use the MagSafe puck and Apple Watch charger individually? But we say, well, this is small. This is compact. We can fold it up and we can fit it in our pocket. So that makes it different. Same, a more older example would be like the Magic Keyboard case. $350 for a keyboard that you dock with your iPad. Like, you can get this Logitech iPad keyboard case for $200 less. Why are you getting the Magic Keyboard? Well, we're like, well, it does a few things that
MagSafe, USB-C.
It does the smart connector, no MagSafe, but it's got the extra. It's the floating design. The trackpad's really sweet, and being able to easily pull it off the keyboard case is a big selling point for me. So there's a few things that give it a unique, individualistic advantage that just comes down to a worth. Is it worth it for you? For some, no, it isn't. For some, yes, it is. And for us, Magic Keyboard case is worth it for what it offers. With AirPods Max, falls into that really expensive, really overpriced, but why is my Apple sheet brain not justifying it the way it justified MagSafe Duo or Magic Keyboard? In my opinion, it's because the AirPods Max don't have that unique individualistic feature that separates them from the Bose or the Sonys, and I'm unable to see, okay, what is it doing that everyone else can't do?
Yeah.
Like, I doubt it's sound quality. I know I haven't tried them yet, but I'm just sad to say I don't think that's it.
What if we're the Steve Ballmer in this situation? $500 for a fully subsidized iPhone?
Fully subsidized.
What if we like?
What's the monthly cost of AirPods?
$91 actually. So as soon as funny joke. I was already working by the time AirPods Max came out in the morning.
$91.
And so I pulled up Twitter and was like, AirPods Max.
Can you believe that? $91.
And so I hopped into the Apple Store app.
Ugh.
And the first thing I saw was AirPods Max, the white silhouette. And then right underneath it, I saw 91 something. And I'd already clicked on it before my brain registered. So I was on the next screen waiting for it to load. And I was like, $91? Yeah. That's a really weird price for headphones. But hey, that's cheaper than I was expecting. And I was like, oh, that's a month. Okay.
For how long?
I think it's 6 months.
12 months?
6 months.
That'd be six funny months. If it was
well,
12.
So basically, if you order it now with the 14-week ship times and you start paying for it monthly, by the time you get it, you might be halfway through paying it off.
Wait, is that how that works? Do the monthly payments start when you order it or when it gets delivered?
I have no idea. I don't think it normally matters, but this time it does.
Normally this doesn't happen, Drew, so we don't know. And
let's play a fun game. What can you get for less than $550, or what can you get quicker than 12 to 14 weeks? You can get a Model 3.
Tacos.
Five
HomePod Minis.
Two AirPods Pros.
100 tacos.
100.
One, just 100.
Okay.
Where are you going?
100 will probably save, I don't know, $200 something.
Okay. Well, I get my tacos cheap at the place where you get them for $2. So I can get like 200 tacos.
Almost an iPad Air.
Like within
$50 away.
You get an iPhone.
You can get an iPhone SE and you can get an Apple Watch.
10R.
Or you can get an iPhone SE with AirPods OG for less than that.
Yeah.
You could get Final Cut and Logic.
You could buy two or three Pro Mac Pro wheels.
you could have spent that money on good wheels that don't lock. What were we thinking? Yeah. That's I don't know. Is it the digital crown that separates them? Is it the sound quality that
I just have a hard time imagining it.
It's that good from the earlier reviews. From what I'm hearing, it's like, yeah, that's good. Not $550 good, but
I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like what they did with iPad, iPhone. Who else said that? They've done it with a few. I wouldn't be surprised if not even a year later they come out with a second iteration and it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah. I would. I don't think
AirPods Max Mini.
Also known as AirPods.
Main reason being they have never lowered the price of AirPods.
This is
ever.
Well, they've never risen them that high either. So I mean.
That's what I mean, though. Like, they launched them in 2016 for $160, and since then they have only gotten more expensive with more tiers. They have never been like, oh, these aren't popular enough, let's lower the price. No, we set the price, and you still
buy.
Yeah,
but rumors have
it
we're going to get our first redesign, too, with AirPods 3 that will have, like, AirPods Pro without the suction cup. Now, that one I'm very interested,
but I doubt they'll be cheaper than $159. I bet they'll be $199 or more. $199, like best case scenario.
$199? We're talking about the company that's charging $549.
Well, I mean, that's what they're charging for these with a wireless charge case. So if these are supposed to be the non-ANC versions, then that means they have to be under $250, which is the price of AirPods Pro. So I'd say 200 is probably the safe, because they want to start it with a one. They like their nines, trail of nines. So
trail of tears.
That's how I see it happening. But if similar to Beats, you know how when AirPods came out, they were like, well, if AirPods are too expensive, you can buy Beats X.
Mm.
Or now they actually have a really interesting pair of headphones called the Beats Flex.
Yes,
that are $50. And you know what I love about them?
They're $50.
They are USB-C.
What?
Which is not fair. what the heck, Apple? How come the $50 headphones that are wireless and they have the H1 chip and everything are USB-C charging?
That's 50
but
bucks.
But AirPods Max are $550 and they're lightning charging. Like, what the heck?
I bought a USB-C charge cable for $49.
Now you can throw in headphones
That's
for the same price.
Funny.
Isn't that hilarious? Like, no one talks about these things. Like, they just came out. Apple, I don't even think they made a newsroom post about them. They just quietly added them to the store.
They're like,
they come in
like
four colors.
They're like Beats X replacements, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty much like Beats X, but they look decent. I'm sure the sound quality is not great, but
yeah, see,
12 hours of listening time.
When I tried, these look extremely similar to the Beats X that I tried a long time ago. And the thing that I hated about that is there was this wire that was attached to your head.
Yeah.
And, like, you heard just the rustles of the wire against your clothes in
right.
your eardrums. And I couldn't
exactly.
focus on the music. And I guess that's something I didn't know I needed until I tried AirPods.
Yeah, that was – see, that's the thing. A lot of people are comparing AirPods Max launch to the first AirPods launch. But when the first AirPods came out, the truly wireless earbuds that didn't have a wire connecting them, that wasn't that common.
No.
There was like hardly any headphones on the market doing
that. They were like $550. And they had battery lives that lasted like 10 minutes. And
yeah, it was really complicated to have a pair of headphones.
And you had to pair each one individually. Remember that? Like, I remember why AirPods were so groundbreaking, because all in this
the charge
tiny
case was tiny, too.
Tiny charge case.
Oh, my God.
What are you
Watch
doing?
WatchOS.
I found it. It's called...
WatchOS sounds is set to, like, all the way down. I have it set to 1% volume, and yet I'm still getting texts at, like... Like, it's slapping me in the face. I get it, Apple. You're proud of the speaker on the watch, but Siri is like 10 times louder than she needs to be.
I know.
Just randomly hear.
Tell me about it.
Called Beats Pro. That's right. That's their most expensive one. $400.
So simple.
How much?
$400.
Yeah.
Okay, so what the heck?
Called it. So it
Put
wasn't
this
$550
in the box
all along.
For $600, Apple.
It wasn't
Come
what?
On.
You were saying at the beginning that they were like 600.
No, I said they were 500, and back then they were.
Oh, so by 400 now, you mean they're currently 400? Or
they're 400 right now on Apple Store. And
oh, I didn't know.
Or let me rephrase. Yeah, $399.95. So 400, but back then, just rewind the clock 3 to 5 years
those.
Ago, they were $500.
I had to look for those.
Yeah. Hmm. So these ones were meant to be there. Here's the best of the best. Not studios, but these are those industrial.
They probably don't even sound that good anymore.
Probably because they're flat.
I don't know.
Do they use USB-C?
I think they're...
I don't think they're wireless. They come with an audio jack.
Because it has to. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it is meant to be... this is your studio performance.
Wow. Yeah, they come with the
and it comes
the
with a cable
spun up one.
Apple, you
it's
were
not
so
USB-C
close.
Because it's not power. It's not
Beats.
Battery powered. It's meant to plug right into the source.
There's no Bluetooth.
Nope. It's meant to. This is meant to be the thing that I'm working on music or anything.
And
audio.
The cable is 6.5 feet long. For the record, that's interesting.
I would buy this before I would buy AirPods Max.
Wow.
That's what you should get for wired audio engineering stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is, I got
nah.
the headphones I got that I've used for years, like $150, and they are amazing sounding. Those things are great.
I still find that expensive. That's the funny thing about AirPods Max is they're making $400 headphones sound budget, when in my opinion, that's still really high end.
Yeah.
That's expensive to me.
I have never bought a pair of headphones more than $250. And when I bought AirPods Pro,
I used to not buy sunglasses that were $200 or $300. And then I was introduced to Ray-Bans, and I got drunk on power.
Mm.
I see.
I
used to buy
$5
sunglasses.
Similar to my point about $5. I've never spent money on sunglasses ever, but AirPods were kind of unique at their time for not having the wire connecting them, whereas AirPods Max are going into a very saturated, very mature market with not much to separate them.
Oh, but hey, you can take the you can take the ear cups off with the magnets.
Oh, thank God. Never mind.
And you can buy them for $80, so...
Yeah, they're modular. Woo.
I want to get the green headphones with the coral cushions.
I love that idea.
That's the best form of birth control, because no one's going to want to be around.
Get one of them in blue and the other one in coral.
Ooh.
And then the green already has the white looking head strap, so it's just going to be all the different colors.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
If I was Tim Cook and they pitched to me that, okay, here's what we came up with in R&D, I would have been like, nah, you guys need to work a little more on this. I don't think you're done yet.
Like, Tim, are we burning the midnight oil here? Like, can we...
did you see that Twitter post of that guy who said he signed an NDA for these things back in, like, 2014 or something? Like, have been in the development
for years. That doesn't sound believable.
Years.
They said 4 years.
4 years?
They said it was... said it was being worked on for 4 years, which I still say baloney on. Like, you may have been working on some little...
We've been working on the H1 chip for 4 years.
4 years.
You've been like, we've been working on the digital crown since 2016, which is now an AirPod.
Since the acquisition of Beats, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of stuff they can brag as we've been working on for a long time, but I don't think it was like this was the product in 2014 and they were just tinkering it for this long. Like, there's a bunch of moonshot projects that they are constantly working on, and then they can say, yeah, I guess it started here. We started working on it, but...
Yeah, things that they probably would have liked, because the different departments are trying different things. They might have been working on the perfect angular of the adjustable...
The fabric.
Yeah, they might have been... And while simultaneously...
And that freely rotating and only 95-plus degree ball head for the...
I believe that they've been working on audio as a whole for as long as that they could have about improving sound, but to say that, like, oh, because we've been working on it since iPhone 5 and we did our own thing, we wanted to make the best. I feel like that's a bit of a stretch. Like, well, you might have had a version of something like this before. We had a speakerphone back then, so we've been working on it since that long. Like, I don't know. So I think that's a stretch.
Why do you think these weren't introduced back with the M1 Max a while ago?
That's a great question.
And before we get to that, let's do a quick ad break.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. And if you're on a video watching, there was no break here, so congratulations. Hey,
like Netflix.
Why do you think that this wasn't put in the keynote with M1 Max?
Because I think it would have taken away people would be talking. We're more, you know, ticked off about the price right now. I think it would have detracted about the M1 chip itself. I think it needed its own time. Mm. It should have been introduced with iPad and all that, since it's the same color scheme, when iPad and whatever else, the watch, that's when it should have came out.
You can buy a new iPad Air for $599 or a new pair of headphones.
For slightly cheaper, AirPods Max.
I love that there's an image on their website where they have a guy with either an 2018 iPad Pro or a iPad Air and these AirPods Pro Max. And I'm just like, or AirPods Max.
this really, is the same price.
The one guy out there who's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to buy the $550 headphones is also like, yeah, I'm not going to get the best iPad. And it's, what world is that guy from? I don't understand this.
The Apple marketing world. That's the world.
To answer your question, I think it's because they weren't sure if they were going to launch them or not. I think really? They were that undecided. Well, I know there were rumors of mass production issues they were running into. I don't know if I want to believe those or not.
Apple.
Sometimes we take a lot of leakers' rumors as fact and then start to incorporate that into Apple's decision-making, which I'm kind of against. Like, people will say, well, they were going to do this, but so-and-so said they were going to do this, so maybe they wanted to, but they didn't. It's like, we'll never know. Like, that could have been made up, and Apple had planned this from the beginning. Although I will say they didn't want to distract from the M1 chip hype is a decent argument. I would say that's a fairly good reason for why they wouldn't want to announce it then. But my guess, based on how bizarre of a product they are as they currently stand, is that Apple was not entirely sure if they wanted to go forward with launching them, but they knew they had to come up with a decision soon because it was the holidays. And they were like, we got to get these out by holiday season, before Christmas.
Yeah.
So if we want to launch them, we got to launch them now. We can't wait, or I imagine they probably weren't ready to ship last month because they sold out so fast. Everything was like 12 to 14 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's because of high demand. I don't think that's why.
I mean, it's kind of funny, though. Like, come to find out, I pre-ordered these, obviously, and so did you, Drew, right? Randy, did you? You didn't pre-order them, did you? Yeah. And so I kind of pre-ordered them just...
Someone here has to be the sensible one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, it was also at 5:30 in the morning, and Randy's not exactly a morning person, so I wouldn't expect him to have...
Hey,
by the time he read about them,
this past
ship
week,
times,
I've been getting up. I had a terrible week.
Well, you've been getting up for non AirPods Max related reasons. So,
no, but
if
honestly,
you were up. You were
know,
busy
if I
with
got
something
up,
else.
I caught the timing of it. I still wouldn't do it because, even though Nick didn't tell me this, I had a feeling he was going to get it, and we were going to see it anyway. And this is the first time I think in a very long time. I'm indecisive about Mac for a different reason. You know, we've covered episodes. Yeah. I have good reasons about being indecisive about which Mac I want to get. I am genuinely indecisive about these AirPods because this is the first time in a while I just feel really confused about the marketing.
I'm not indecisive on it.
I'm not talking about getting it or not getting it. I don't understand its purpose in the world of Apple. I don't understand what did they fix by releasing this? What problem did they solve? Promoting other headphones? You know, big brain conspiracy tinfoil
hat.
Well, now these Beats Pro look really, really attractive at $400.
Right? But
yeah. It sells the Sonys and the Bose themselves.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Like with AirPods, it fixed the wire problem that we had when they came out. AirPods Pro,
the jack was gone.
Yeah, AirPods Pro fixed the leaking of air, of outside noise coming into your ear, and it gives you just a better inclusive experience with whatever that you're doing. This
battery life.
None of us has ever complained about the battery life when we just go, boop, we're all rocking. Well, I'm one ear naked right here. So when this one starts to die out, I swap out. I've never complained about, like, man, this didn't get me through my flight. Man, this didn't get
it's
me through
stretch.
My gym. Like, battery, like 20 hours. Like, did you put an M1 chip in there? Because I've never thought, like, oh, boy, you know what really sucks? I know that they have bad battery, but Apple compensated it with using the case.
Yeah, the charge case.
And
it fixes
case.
That. So.
And that's honestly another big issue, besides the price, obviously, but the fact that these things don't have an off switch, and it's 20 hours of out-of-case time, and I intend to be throwing that case in the other direction as soon as I get that. I'm throwing that case as far away from me as possible.
How do we count that as a case?
It's not. It's like
that's like calling your MagSafe wallet a case.
Exactly.
That's not really. It doesn't even cover the whole thing.
Exactly. If I was going to do this, this is not a case, folks.
No.
Having just the wallet on the phone is not a case. I mean,
well,
it might
for
provide
cards.
A little bit of protection, but it's not a
just
case.
Just like the AirPods Max case is a case for the cups, and that's about it. Yeah. What size AirPods Max do you wear? I know the thumbnail for this week's episode.
There's our thumbnail. There's the thumbnail. Here we are earning our money. Oh, my God.
It's going to be Randy wearing the case.
Still frame it.
Yeah, I think I bet Apple was on the fence about this. And I will also say I think there's a reason it was a site refresh and not brought up on stage.
They knew.
It probably means they weren't super confident about
it. They know.
Could you imagine the gas that we got with the Pro Display XDR stand? That audible like at $9.99. That would have been
scattered laughter.
Gas.
Yeah. At that point, they're like, we'll never do this again. We're going to site refreshing.
But we would have still had the audible gasp and the scattered laughter during the socially distanced pre-produced event. No one's there, but we still just hear the...
From the rest of Cupertino, you could hear it.
Exactly. No, you just hear it. Locals. Your neighbor across the street who's listening to the same event is also gasping.
People are gasping. I have felt it.
I think, how about this? Because you know these aren't going to be free with the buy a Mac for college thing, just like AirPods Pro weren't free.
If you buy the Mac Pro for college, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good idea. $6,000. Yeah. If you buy a Mac for college, they basically gave you a $160 credit towards AirPods.
Yeah.
So the cheapest pair you could get for free. But if you wanted the wireless charge case, it was an extra $40. If you wanted AirPods Pro, it was an extra $90. So I did the math. If they include this in that, like, get $160 off your AirPods for college, there would be $390 with a Mac. In that case, if someone was planning on buying a Mac anyway, would you recommend them for $390? But you said it'd be a different conversation if it was $399.
Okay, but the thing is, that's the sunk cost fallacy. It's still costing you. It's still costing you $549 plus tax. Even if the sticker price is $390, you're still paying for a Mac, which makes the total cost.
That's why I said if. If the Mac is, you're buying it anyway.
If like, you're the already going to buy a Mac, then get a pair of AirPods for, you know, $30 or whatever the deal is. Don't get the...
Just utilize the AirPods deal, you would say?
Well, yeah, or just find a way not to spend more than the discount. Because that's what they're trying to get you to do, right? They're trying to get you to spend that extra $390. When you went in to buy the Mac, you weren't considering spending an extra $400 on headphones.
Almost. I wasn't, but maybe
hypothetical person would, but I'd want to have a conversation with you and say, man, are you
gonna
okay
sit them
mentally?
Down.
Yeah, we're going to have an intervention and just make sure they're okay mentally.
Because of this Apple Silicon transition, there are very wide buy periods for Mac users. Like me and Randy have been in the market for a Mac for like 2 years now.
Yep.
So if we were in the market and we had made our decision and we're also – in the market for headphones at the same time. Could you see recommending it, Randy?
No.
Still
no. 100% agree.
Under no circumstances.
Well, again, I'm confused because I have a problem justifying where its purpose. Where does it exist? That's my whole takeaway is I don't understand. I can make an argument for most Apple products about like, oh, okay, well, this here's who it serves and here's what it's going to
I would
help.
Say scalp them. Get them for $390 and sell them for $550.
Hey.
Don't open them. Just
you know what? Anyone who doesn't want to wait the 12 to 14 week return to the window here, you are more than welcome to buy the headphones I don't
I'll
want.
Be right back. I got to go do something. Oh, that's actually –
Sorry. Continue your thought. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Scalp them. Yes. Scalp them.
I doubt anyone would buy them at a upscale price anyway.
Oh, who's buying these, though? How on earth are they 12 to 14 weeks out? Not days.
They
weeks.
Made five.
Oh, they made five. Okay. All right.
That's my guess. It's like the supply chain was extremely bottlenecked, and they were like, well, the original AirPods sold out pretty quick.
We have one airplane.
Remember
load.
Them? Yeah, there's one flight of them, and that's it. But they missed the Black Friday sale, and they missed a lot of the holiday rush. So they're definitely rushing these for sure. I think it's definitely like a last minute, holy crap, we got to get these out before the holidays. So
But why?
They're pushing it.
Just wait for next year. Maybe by then you'll figure something interesting out. And
I know. Just like, what's the rush, really?
Exactly. That's
my next question.
Why do they need to do this? Why? Why? Apple.
It's like they're already selling over your headphones for those who want them that have the H1 chip and the pairing method and all that. So if that's your reasoning for AirPods Max, it's not great logic.
No.
Because you can get that on cheaper over
for $350 with Beat Studio 3, H1 chip, ANC. Why?
Why?
Way, way cheaper.
Why?
When?
How?
Well, did we have any other thoughts on Apple besides AirPods Max?
Yes, actually I do. Holy cow.
Fitness Plus launches today, guys.
Is that today?
Did it launch this airs.
Awesome. I cannot wait to get on the treadmill. But in other news, Drew, you were right. Okay. I hate MagSafe Duo's lightning connector. Before, I was kind of like, it's not the end of the world. I'll survive. But I legitimately hate it being a lightning connector because I am looking at everything that I have here. This combination, which, by the way...
That doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
The 5-watt.
No, this isn't a 5-watt. So, this is what I was going to mention. Oh. You see all those Instagram ads. This is that anchor thing. This is actually a 20-watt brick.
He tricked you.
I love this.
Your FaceTime quality made it look like a 5-watt brick. I mean, I couldn't even see the anchor.
It's literally the same size as a 5-watt brick. But look at this. If this was USB-C, if this cable was USB-C to USB-C, this is all I would have to bring on a trip to charge all of my devices.
Yeah. That's your Mac, your iPad, and everything.
My phone, would have been my perfect watch, bridge. My AirPods. It would be perfect. Small little compact brick, 1 3-foot cable, and a little charging sandwich. Like, this is such a miss, and it's just so sad because it was so close to doing everything. Because this 20-watt brick will charge my iPad and my MacBook. It's
It's anyway. The guy from Rogue One. We were inches away from greatness.
Inches away from stand here like amongst my achievements.
That's what Greg from Apple is doing. The Greg guy who made the way you charge the MagSafe.
Your aspirations.
We binged all the Star Wars movies recently because my wife had never seen them, and there were a lot of moments in Star Wars that I was gifing for tech related purposes, like when AirPods Max drop at 5:30 and everyone's just on their phones. I turn around and be like, are we blind? Deploy the recaps. Or the other one I thought of was the production of Giga Texas, and Elon's not satisfied with the production, so whoever the construction manager is just like, we shall double our efforts.
Question. I have an untech-related question. Did you show Luis the sequence that it came out or the chapters, the episodes? What order did you do?
We did the episodes in order they came out first to avoid confusion. Because if I tried to tell her, okay, this one's after 3 but before 4 and this one's – it was just –
So you did 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3.
Theatrical. You did it by theatrical release.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we saved Rogue One and Solo for the end.
You should have done the machete order.
I don't know what that order is, but all I know is that
look it up.
Like,
it's the best
if
way
we
to watch
did
Star
Force
Wars.
Awakens, if we watch Force Awakens on Monday and we watch Last Jedi on Tuesday, she's already lost. So if your goal is to put different character, like. Is the machete order the one where they save 6 for the very end and then do the prequels in the 4 and 5?
Mm-hmm. You start.
She would have been so confused, I promise you. She would have. Because we literally would watch movies back to back and she would not remember what happened yesterday. She was like, why was Ray at Pitt? I don't blame her. It's kind of confusing going through all 9 again. I'm just like, oh, wait.
The real question is,
right.
Have you been that watching Mandalorian?
Yes, of course.
Yes!
Yeah! One more episode, guys. Mando. Oh, my goodness.
Disney is convinced they're not going to let you cancel Disney Plus with all those shows they're announcing now.
They made a really good argument, though. For me,
10 Star Wars shows argument. And like 8 Marvel shows. And I don't know,
WandaVision,
guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I can commit to that.
Really?
Like, at a certain point in life, you're going to have to draw the line and realize, am I going to be able to watch all the Star Wars content, or am I going to have not enough time in the day? Because Mando's one show, but if it starts becoming like every month there's another series of Star Wars shows, and we're all like, did you catch up with Squadron, and did you catch up with
Obi-Wan, and did you catch up with... So there's no reason why we can't.
I couldn't keep up
with Clone Wars.
That's why I haven't watched Clone Wars or Rebels yet, because I
haven't watched Clone Wars or Rebels.
No,
we don't have the time.
I can't be on the same show as you, please.
I want to watch them. I tell you what, Nick, for your
Me
little
too.
Movie
it's just, there's too much.
Channel, your movie channel mm-hmm. thing that you want to do, we can do a live reaction, or not reaction, but we can do live recaps. I will watch them, but like what you were saying, like I never had the time. And so, and
there's
if I'm
too
also,
much.
If I'm being honest,
I can't keep up.
It became overwhelming. I had to draw lines. Like, I will commit to the theatrical releases of these movies because they are my childhood. They're all our childhoods for different generations.
They're the big picture ones.
They're the big picture ones. And Mando, because Boba Fett had always been my favorite character. In order of
Mando,
favorite characters, Boba Fett, Darth Maul, everybody else.
Ooh.
I didn't give a crap about Boba Fett, but Mando was at least digestible because it was like 30 to 40 minute episodes once a week for 2 months. It was like there was a season. A literal season of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Now if it's going to be all year Star Wars, I can't keep up.
I hear you.
Way too much stuff going on. I can't be like,
I
got to keep up with this episode of this and this episode of this. And
that's why I stopped
it becomes
watching,
overwhelming.
I stopped watching the CW for Flash, for Arrow.
Same. I fell out of Flash because
it
was too much.
I got into it, and then it got too much. And after, like, I tried League of Legends, I lost it because of that very problem. Like, I couldn't keep up with it.
It's not digestible.
It became too much. So I was like, oh, did you see the last? Like, I haven't. Nope, I haven't. I couldn't.
I'm definitely canceling TV Plus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
to bring this
month,
back
right,
to Apple.
Ooh,
but the
I got
morning
an email
show.
About that.
End of January. Yeah, that email January. Made my heart skip a beat. It was like,
I was like,
Apple TV Plus renewal. And I was like, what? What?
No.
And it was like, just as a reminder.
Is this new?
I don't know.
No, I got an email this morning or yesterday or something.
It was a couple weeks ago for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I think
I don't get that email yet.
24 hours or so.
All right.
But it was
I was surprised, actually.
No, here
I
it
didn't
is, yeah.
think Apple would do that.
The subject line, your subscription renewal. It's like, wait, what? I don't have any subscriptions coming through on today.
It's a heart attack.
What's going on?
Headline.
I open it up and it's like Apple TV Plus, $4.99 a month. And I'm like, no, I missed it. Evidently, they're just letting me know
but
that
it's later.
It's going to start on February 21st is when they'll
go. I'm actually proud of Apple for doing that.
Yeah,
because
no, this is good. Hard
most of us good. Were expecting us that expecting that you would sign up, forget you have it, and then get charged for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Apple was actively reminding you, you will be charged for it. You haven't yet. So if you don't want to get charged, cancel. And I was like, okay, good. Thank you.
I
knew that, but.
I'm still waiting on season 2 of The Morning Show. I don't know what happened to that. I'm just like...
COVID, I think. I think
guess.
I read that they... I didn't finish the show because I'm too big an Office fan to see Steve Carell do anything else. And I read that they were incorporating the pandemic into the plot of season 2.
But only
two
up through July. And I'm like, oh, that's going to date so terribly when, like, you know, they're missing all of the election good stuff and just all mm-hmm. of the fun things. That's the problem. They're not quick fast food content
so
like Talosiv,
show...
which is why you should subscribe to Talosiv News, which is the best source for the most biased news source possible.
Is The Morning Show season 2 just going to be a Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell having FaceTime calls with AirPods and iPad Pros? Is that all the show is going to be?
They're going to have
like,
AirPods Max.
Maybe.
Yeah, AirPods Max.
That's why they needed to get them out soon enough.
Maybe.
That's pretty much
it. It all makes sense now.
I'm trying to cancel as much stuff as I can, but sorry, Disney. I thought they learned their lesson when Return of Skywalker came out and kind of got mixed feedback, and they were like, didn't Bob Iger or something say, like, we kind of overdid Star Wars or we did it too often? Because, you know...
We reduced the specialness of it.
Yeah, the last few trilogies had a lot of time in between each movie. It was like... I think it was 2 years for the prequels.
99, 2002, 2005.
Okay.
So that's three then. 3 years between each film.
And we got a Star Wars every single year from 2014, 2015?
And The Last Jedi and Solo were like 5 months apart.
Because they were rushing like episode release, A Star Wars Story. Episode release, A Star Wars
Rogue
Story.
One. Yeah, it was Force Awakens, Rogue One, Last Jedi, Solo, Rise of Skywalker, and the box office was consistently getting lower. So that's when Disney was like, okay, I don't think this is working. We're going to slow down a bit. But now it's like, nope, never mind. Full speed ahead. We're going to make as much as we can, probably because they know the theaters are going away slowly. So they have to adjust everything to a Disney Plus. That's their life raft now. That's everything
they've got. Could you imagine if they waited a year to do Disney Plus?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Disney would be so sad right now.
I keep thinking about how lucky Marvel was to get Endgame out when they did. Imagine if Endgame would have waited. They would have... If they were like a year late on Endgame, that would have been a huge box office flop because of the pandemics. But they were lucky enough to get it out in 2019. So that was – I think that's like the last blockbuster. I don't think there will be another blockbuster like that again because the theaters are going to scale back and either go out of business or everything's going to start transitioning. Like was it HBO Max announced all the movies are coming
out? With WB?
On streaming and in the theater at the same time. And I think most people are going to gravitate towards
WB is moving
streaming.
Everything towards the releases with like all the DC films, and, Matrix. Oh my goodness. You're right. Like
the pandemic just pushed forward the inevitable, I think, with movie theaters. But this is definitely a hard nail. Yeah. This is a hard nail in the coffin for them because I doubt many people are going to choose the theater over streaming for most content. There might be one or two movies people go out for, but
I think there's some good cases where I would go out to the theater for a movie. I mean,
but it's not enough to keep the theaters alive.
I know that's the problem though, because the theaters survive on the Tuesday matinees and not the once a year blockbusters. So
right.
Yeah, it's so sad though because I do enjoy the IMAX experience. You know,
it's fun.
Every year, my sister and I are big movie fans, and we'd go out to like we'd make an event out of it. Anytime there was a new movie, basically we'd go to the IMAX. We'd watch Lion King, the remake, and it's just like 110 feet by 70 something feet, and you're just sitting there like, it's so much fun. And now I'm sitting here watching Mando.
We have spatial audio.
That's true. It totally replaces the theater.
The last movie I saw in theater was Tenet, because I'm a big Christopher Nolan fan, and it was sad because we social distanced when we got there, and it was just me and Jordan sitting right there. We looked like we were on a date. He's all you little goose of two. Yeah, I was like, hey, buddy. And I'll be honest, it was cool to watch, but it just didn't feel the same when you don't have like the audience, like when you're like in an amphitheater, it feels like, and you have the vibe of people there. For what we paid for the tickets, I'm like, man, I'd rather just watch this at home. And
that's where most people are going, I think.
It was so sad because
Tenet was the first film I went to go see post everything, to whereas Endgame was probably the last movie I saw leading up to.
Episode 9 was the last movie I've seen.
Was episode? Yeah, right, then
episode nine was the last movie I saw in the theater.
Okay,
my closest one is closed now.
Permanently?
I think permanently. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I haven't heard anything from them. They I follow their website updates and stuff, and they just for a while they were doing these like curbside concessions where they like just sell popcorn and stuff, and that was it. But I mean, what can you do, really? And that's all they were doing for a while, but they even stopped doing that. And I've driven by there, and I don't see anybody there. So I think they're done permanently. So
that's sad.
Tenet, I really wanted to see, but I couldn't.
I will say that if it comes to some, if it went to like Netflix or whatever you can get in your hand, it's a good home movie to watch. And I would have loved to experience, because I remember any Nolan film, like the Dark Knight trilogy, Inception, any of those, when I was in a theater and we all, I don't know, there's like a vibe to the room that just
felt great. There's a huge advantage to that crowd mentality watching the. That's what I had for Endgame, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah. And then me being the only guy in the theater who was booing at the Pixel 3 when the Hulk is like.
Just Nick.
And I'm just like, boo! Product flies the night out like this!
The scene when the portal opens, the theater reaction to that was.
I still get
fantastic.
Goosebumps every
With
time
the
I think
music,
about that.
The perfect build up,
yep.
The perfect everything.
No, I don't think that'll ever happen again. No. I think that was it. I think it's going to be a few people trying to go to the theater, but it's not going to be most. I think most are just going to want to stay home, and we're going to see a huge influx in business models that are built for streaming and just working on shows, and Disney's going to keep creeping up the price $1 mm-hmm. 1 year at a time.
That's the thing.
They already did it.
Once there's no competition, the prices are going to go up.
Oh,
right?
It's not $12 anymore?
Well, Disney was $7, but they just announced it's going to be $8.
$8. Oh. Yeah. Unless you buy the year sooner, they grandfather you in for the rest of the year. But
it's gonna do that, I'm going to guess, once a year. Yeah. I think this time next year they're going to announce it's $9, and then it'll be $10, and it'll be $11. But they're going to have you invested in so many shows mm-hmm. that they've poured all this money into. Because, you know, they're making $600 million a month now just off Disney Plus with the number of subscribers.
I think
we
should
report.
Start Talosif Plus. Drew, $600 million a month. Down. I could figure out something to do with $600 million a month.
Can have our universe plan with all the logos on screen.
Yes.
Here's all the shows we're gonna announce. We don't have really anything to announce about this droid
but we'll
show,
have
but there's a
Hayden
droid
Christensen.
Show. Yeah.
Well, welcome to Talosif Movies.
Yeah.
So, Drew,
Services.
You were on trending.
So that's exactly why I don't like the AirPods Max.
That's why Disney is responsible for AirPods Max.
Yeah. Don't you? Like, talk to me!
Not too much else to add on Apple for the rest of the year? Or is this it?
No, I think we're going to get one more event.
You're
one
lying.
More thing. December
one
31st,
more,
AirPower.
One more thing.
I liked your little Tim Cook parody. I knew you had to find a way to incorporate Nick.
Thank
you always
you.
Do. But we have one more thing.
Thanks. Very well done.
Good
Very
morning.
Good morning. Oh,
I have completely gotten used to the 12 mini
Ooh,
now.
Yes.
It doesn't even feel small anymore.
No, it doesn't.
See,
sometimes
you.
I go, I think this phone's a little too big.
I thought that very thing too, Randy.
I've been watching videos on it, and I just it feels normal. This has now become the default.
Exactly. It's
I'm
perfect.
Worried that I won't even want to upgrade next year because
welcome to the family, Drew.
120 hertz will pull me out of it, though. That's it. I will
We're
stand firm on that. if there's no 120 hertz, I'm not upgrading. I promise you, without a doubt. If it's just Touch ID, better camera, but still 60 hertz, not doing it.
I feel you on that.
I won't budge.
Drew, hold your phone up. Can I see your phone really quickly? Okay, I'm going to be very honest with you guys about something I haven't said out yet loud yet. I'm thinking about returning this phone and grabbing the black one.
Wow, really?
There's something
well,
about
guys,
the black. I don't
get,
know what
you
it
should
is.
Get the white
I like it.
Because this is my favorite color. And
I know, but that black.
I think you should get the green.
No,
yes.
My wife has the green.
Yeah, your wife.
Well,
has
I
the
have
green.
Black.
You should get the red.
So.
Sources indicate that it's the best color of the bunch.
What color have we not? See, you've had blue. Nick's had white.
Nick's
is there
had
a color
red
we
well.
Have?
I think we've had all
red
the colors.
Red is the only one. Yeah.
I've had red.
I know, okay, but I
yeah,
played.
Yeah, you had
I played,
red, that's right.
I played into the meme, but the thing is, and I do love the blue of the aluminum frame, but
yeah.
Something about that black just – I can't stop looking
I
at
it. I hate
all
the colors for the 12 this year because they're all so faded and dependent on the lighting, whereas black is just black, which I like. No matter the lighting, it looks the same, which I appreciate. It's consistent. You know what you're getting in for.
Yeah.
So even like – honestly, I talked about it in the video I posted today. Touch ID I think is probably going to be the headlining feature of next year's iPhone.
I won't upgrade.
I can't
upgrade,
think of anything
if
else.
It. If that's it,
I won't
upgrade.
Upgrade either. But yeah. If that's it, I wouldn't do it because I don't go out enough for that to be. If I worked at a grocery store or something, I could see someone wanting to have that. But I don't. I'm at home so long. I've actually gone 5 or 6 days now without leaving the house.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Not even
but
trying.
But you're not quarantine free yet. I was finishing the thing for you, Nick.
Yeah. We'll go to like the grocery store or something, but that's it. But like, yeah, Touch ID I wouldn't upgrade for, but I think I'm trying to think of something else Apple would brag about.
See, but
with
the
next
thing
year's
is, here's
lineup.
Why Touch ID for me or anything else. If I go to a grocery store, I authenticate on my Apple Watch and pay that way. So that way I don't have to go and look at it.
I'm not worried about Apple Pay. I just mean using the phone for like your grocery list or something. Yeah. Having to type in the passcode
right
and
it's all right here.
Okay.
See, here's what you do, Drew. You put it in your notepad, you take a screenshot, and that's your new wallpaper on your lock screen.
That's way too much work.
I know. No, but I won't upgrade to the new phone. Probably for anything. 120 hertz, Touch ID, third camera lens, any of it.
I don't think that's gonna happen either. I don't think they'll get a third camera. Maybe LiDAR.
I love this phone that much. Oh, look, I didn't mean to put that in frame. Cool. I love this phone that much that I'm set. I'm back to old school me where I would hold on to things for. It's just like my computer, my iPad. What's the computer? My iMac, my iPad, my anything else. I
yeah.
It's the perfect phone. It's everything that I need.
That's
to
where
be.
I am too. I think a lot of people were misunderstanding my point about 120 hertz and just thinking that. It's a must-have, like, no joke. It's such important. No, it's a nitpicky display thing. But if you're asking me how do I get rid of this or what would make me switch away from a phone this good with this great camera, this great display, this form factor, it's awesome. And there's very few things that would make me feel like it's no longer worth holding on to. Yeah. That's the one thing. There's very little else. The slightly better battery. Larger camera sensor wouldn't do it. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What are they going to say next year? What's the
small?
They ran out of night mode.
What if they reduce the notch or something? I could see.
Who cares about that? The notch becomes invisible. Like for me, I know people are like,
I don't see it anymore.
The notch. It's unbearable. And I'm like, you don't.
Here's what needs to be fixed. YouTubers need to stop doing 2-in-1 because of it.
Oh, totally.
YouTubers.
That fixes the problem.
Stop it.
Yeah,
only
I think
tech YouTubers do 2-in-1.
No, I think Apple's not removing or even doing anything with the notch until it's gone completely. After the Mini came out, which was the last shot of like, oh, well, maybe if they make a small iPhone, they have to shrink it, and they didn't. It's like, okay, now there's no reason. Yeah. If they're keeping it this size now, they're going to keep it the same size for a long, long time. I don't think it's going anywhere soon.
Yeah, I iPhone 12 mini is probably the best phone I've ever had, period.
I would agree with you guys. Yeah, Randy, at first I was on the fence. Obviously I had the 12 Pro and 12.
Yeah.
And up until that point, the XS Max was still my favorite phone that I'd ever had, just because it was that big form factor. It was the first time that was out. It was a great phone. And I was a little apprehensive about it for a while, but I warmed up to the Mini, and now using it for a month now? I don't know how long has the Mini been out, but this, I cannot imagine using another phone. Like, all of my family's phones feel just enormous. Like, even a 7 Plus or
I was going to say, I use my wife's SE, I think, like, it's big now.
I know,
which
right?
is so weird how far we've come. Earlier this year, when I switched to the SE, I was like, oh, my God, it's so little. And now I pick up her phone, and I'm like, whoa. She get a Plus? what is this? What?
Yeah.
But the only thing – so, Drew, yours is 120 hertz. Randy, you're not going to upgrade for anything. But I think the one thing that would really tempt me to upgrade would be a stainless steel Mini, whether that's branded as a Pro or whatever. It doesn't
matter.
That's
pretty.
That'd
be pretty.
But – I do like
frosted
the fact
glass.
That this is aluminum.
Oh, yeah, oh Drew, glass. Maybe. That would make me consider for a second. Okay, I'm not
that would
lie.
Make me think about
that
it,
would
too.
Make
frosted
me
glass on a Mini.
If I got a Pro Mini.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just figured out what they're going to do next year.
Yeah. If you did a Pro Mini, I...
I don't even need LiDAR. I don't need LiDAR.
No.
I swear to you, I literally forgot LiDAR was a thing on these phones this year. Oh my god.
Most people did.
What do you mean? Like, anyone who says on my iPad all the time. Come on.
I'm sorry. About LiDAR. Anyone who says LiDAR, they need LiDAR, doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. But but what I do appreciate though about it being aluminum is I don't have the urge to hold it and touch it and feel it as I do with stainless steel. Like stainless steel, like I love the feeling of stainless steel. But aluminum, I'm not sold on it, so I've covered it up with leather, and I prefer the leather feel more than I prefer the aluminum feel, which is good because I want to protect this little phone. I want it to last a long time, and I don't have a single scratch or scuff or anything like that. So, you know,
I don't like aluminum, so I covered it up
with channel sponsored D-brand.
No.
I love the aluminum. I love the way it looks.
I agree. I'm with you, Drew.
It's a great feel.
I do not like that same I am. It's
I don't care for the steel either. If they did aluminum with frosted glass, maybe they could get me to upgrade. But actually, my wife even has expressed interest. She said, next year, I should sell my SE and I'll take the Mini. And I was like, interesting. Normally, she's not one
Funny she says she'll take the Mini as in she's going to take yours, assuming you're upgrading, as opposed to, like, I just want my own.
I don't blame her. I've upgraded every year for the past however many years, so she's just assuming I'm going to upgrade. I probably will. I think they'll do 120 hertz. I don't think that's a maybe.
Hey, if they didn't, it wouldn't be the most un-Apple thing. Remember how long we were waiting for dark mode? Remember how long? And that was just software. Remember how long we were waiting?
Yeah, but this is iPhone revenue. That's pretty important to them.
Yeah, but I don't feel like
Felt like they were late this year. So if they don't do it next year, I'll be very surprised.
They've been late to the game with a few things. Wireless charging being like one of the
many. OLED. I think they're already late.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder. I mean, at this point, we are nitpicking. The law of diminishing return here is complete. In fact, we're like, I don't care anymore. I think is the true factor, and that's a compliment to Apple. It sounds like it's not, but it's actually a compliment to smartphones in general that it's now a mature market that we're genuinely very nitpicking. Mature. I'm happy that I don't care anymore. It's not a bad thing. In turn, they're like, all right, we're not going to make much money off of this anymore, but they have pivoted their strategy of doing now services and other ways to make revenue. But
Dickinson will save Apple
forever.
Boy.
But this being like the thing that I've always wanted every year. It's not a thing anymore, and I'm okay with that. I'm happy that it's not because that means it. I don't have any more complaints.
Next year is going to validify all of our thoughts about iPhone upgrades because we're very much due for the most boring iPhone upgrade in a very long time.
Sure,
like we've been spoiled the past. I would say ever since 2016, there have been. iPhone 7 I still consider pretty major because they ditched the jack, they did stereo speakers, they did water resistance, haptic home button. Portrait mode, that was the first on the 7 Plus. So I still think ever since 2016 we've been really spoiled with year-over-year upgrades. There's always been somewhat major things to talk about, whether it's the 11 Pro's cameras and their frosted glass and their ultra-wide camera, or in 2018, it should have been an S year, but it didn't feel like one because we had the XS Max and the XR, which were so different. And the 10, of course, was the biggest year ever. And the 7 was, despite the design being pretty similar, it was pretty major between all the things they added that year. But 2021 iPhones are going to be like 6S style. very tech specky. Type of things.
We put the M2 chip in the iPhone.
Whoa! Yeah. It's going to be very hard. That's why I'm so perplexed all the time thinking about what the flagship feature is going to be next year. Like, what are they going to be bragging about the most? And I can't think of
much.
I don't
even think it's going to be chip performance. I mean,
no,
they're probably going to make another 20% improvement on the A14. You know, whatever. Yep. But at this point,
I think it's going to be software, right?
What kind of
they
software?
They can't brag about exclusive software with the iPhone, though.
Yeah.
They can brag about it in Worldwide Developers Conference.
That doesn't hurt your battery? Like, I think, is that what like 20%?
I don't want that.
Well, yeah.
They could.
I don't use that.
They are. There's. If they are adopting the LTPO OLED panels, then that would make sense for an always on. But I just feel like they could have done that since the iPhone X, and they still haven't. So,
yeah,
I think that would not be an upgrade feature.
I think Apple is doomed. But
Nick, which Series watch do you have again?
Series 4.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. But I don't ever think I need it. And Drew's over there with his always on, going back on his word.
Yeah, but it's minimal, so I approve.
It's a very minimal. It's for the simple reason that I want the watch face to fade out, and when it's on always, when the always on display is turned off, it just flashes. There's no gradual transition. So if there was a watch face that was even more minimal than this, I would probably choose the second hand.
Modular, sun. Nick Solar. Turned on to this one months ago. I have best not switched face. It since. I honestly, I'm a minimal watch face kind of guy until Nick showed me this, and I fell in love with where's the sun at? It's my favorite watch face.
That's my least favorite watch face. I hate it.
Get out of my life.
Then I hate you too.
I love the fire one.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool. Look at that. You know why? Because I remember you told me a long time ago, you wanted to see it go to the edges and do its thing.
Gets rid of the bezel. It's like it's not even there. And it reminds me of heat. And we're not using our heater, so. I'm like.
This gingered guy here, everything needs to be fire. My hair, my watch, my watch color. Because I'm so cold.
I still would not recommend anyone buy the 6.
Really?
Having used it. I knew a few people that got the SE, and they're very happy with it. And I'm just
you know what? If you want to pick up the SE.
Yeah, if you want a display that lasts longer, go into the settings and turn on wake display for 70 seconds instead of 15. And that'll basically do exactly what you need.
Wait, that's a thing for the watch?
Yeah, if you go to the Apple Watch.
Okay, I'm there.
Sure, it'll kill your battery a little faster, but guess what? So it is always on display. If you go to
General?
I think.
No, display. It has to be display. No, it's not display. General.
I thought it would be display.
Wake screen.
Oh, wake screen, yeah.
Wake for 70 seconds. All right, I'm doing it now.
You do that? That's basically an always-on display because when you tap, it'll stay on for an extended period of time. And
all right, let's see.
There may be some situations where you need to tap it.
The moment I went like that, it went noon. So now the clock is going. It just went to sleep.
So I think you have to tap it.
You have to tap it.
Doing a little experiment here.
I still think that's plenty of time.
Oh, it went to sleep.
And
damn it.
I don't think always on display is a must have. The SE is just too dang cheap for the Series 6 or 5 to be worth it for that feature alone. So
basically Apple's going to have a really bad 2021.
For iPhones and
Apple Watches. Okay, new Apple Watch design next fall. I'll probably be excited about that. But
I think next year is going to be all about Macs. I think that's going to be the big thing we talk about with Apple, and maybe the new iPad Pros if they got mini LED, but that's a maybe. But the Mac redesigns and the silicon transition, that's going to be the most interesting stuff of next year. The iPhones and watches are going to be a little rough. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be a little...
Oh, well. Yikes. Even Apple's like, what do we do?
It already does that.
Anyway.
It already does that.
They're making the ads, and that's what the R&D department's doing right now. It already does that. Now what do we do? Anyway, closing thoughts, gents?
No.
Yep.
I don't have any.
Cool. Sounds good. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll catch you next week, I think.
Next week.
With AirPods Max. Thank you all. Have a great day. Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Ba-bum.